I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'll take embarrassing humans for 300, Alex.
These horrifyingly embarrassing humans have a podcast called PLT. Jazlyn.
Ryan and Amy.
Correct. Welcome, everybody, to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you got a check in the mail from UBCP ACTRA and you were excited because you don't book a lot of things. So when you get a check in the mail from something you were in, that's pretty great. And when you opened it, it was for $1,564. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. And that's $15.64. Yeah, it wasn't for $1,500.
No.
And with me, as always, is the star of the new straight-to-DVD Christmas hit, All I Want for Christmas is Poo. It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Hey, hi.
Hi, baby.
We said we were never going to talk about that.
I know, but it's a big deal for you. It's a movie you're starring in, All I Want for Christmas is Poo. Tell me about it.
But why did you have to tell everybody it went straight to DVD?
Well, I know.
Because it says it's kind of like a slight. It wasn't like a, hey, and she was in this. It was like the straight-to-DVD Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Hey, why did you say that?
I didn't mean to. That was a low blow.
Really?
Can we try it again?
Okay.
And now star of the smash hit coming to your theaters soon, Amy Goodmurphy in All I Want for Christmas is Poo.
It's not coming to theaters. You just say the smash hit because now then people are like, when's your Poo movie out? And I'm like, it's not. It's on DVD.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Also DVD.
I know DVD. DVDs.
Oh my God.
I was at a corner store recently and they were selling some old DVDs.
Isn't that funny?
Anything for a buck.
Even at like Walmart and places, they still sell DVDs.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Some of them are $20, $30. Who's going to spend $20, $30 on a DVD in 2023?
Ruth, my mother. She turned to me the other day and she was like, you know, I'd like to get some old DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know what I said?
What's that?
I get that.
Yeah.
Because then it brought me back to, which I've said before,
mm-hmm.
Remember my waxer puts old DVDs on these movies.
Yeah.
And they're all on DVD.
Yeah.
I want to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a DVD player.
Neither do I.
Remember we used to slide them into our laptops?
Let me tell you, I wanted to talk about that a while ago. I miss that feeling of like putting it in and then it goes in. You just like, it's satisfying.
And then waiting for it,
mm-hmm.
clicking it.
Yeah.
There it is.
And then sometimes it would get stuck in there. You smash your computer.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. And then it would like, or it would pop out again. And you'd be like, stay in.
Yes,
and it
exactly.
would pop out again.
Yeah.
Kids will never know the struggle.
I know. What I also liked about DVDs too is like, just like VHSs, I loved having that library of movies or music in your house and people would look at it and go, oh, this tells me a little bit about you.
Yeah.
You like Top Gun, you like Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Sure.
And you like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Is that you?
It's a little bit.
Is that your house?
A little bit. I wouldn't put Revenge of the Nerds in there, but
Yeah. You know what I loved?
What's that?
DVD box sets.
Oh, don't get me started.
When you could get a box set going, and you know what my brother used to do?
What's that?
He used to bring me knockoffs from China. Don't tell anyone. But he, and I'm not going to tell you which brother, and you know what?
Oh, I think I know which one.
No, you don't. He used to bring them for me, and they sometimes they'd work, sometimes they wouldn't. But that was a surprise.
Yeah.
It was a whole box set. I got The OC.
Okay.
I got Melrose Place.
Oh.
I think I had 90210.
Nice.
I can't remember what else I had, but what's his name? He was a Bat Dexter.
Oh, I never watched that one.
The Office.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So I like the box sets. And guess what? Speaking of.
Go on.
Last night, I was on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny was making dinner
because
she's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good at dishes. Well, I told you before, she doesn't like reality shows. She only likes specific Real Housewives. That's it.
I'm aware.
And Below Deck.
She likes that.
She's complex.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you this.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I'm sitting on the couch because I'm having some my time.
Mm-hmm.
And my wind down time, because I've had a day myself.
A week, a month, a year.
A year, please. I don't have the time to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put on what I want to put on while I scroll my phone.
Okay.
I put on a screaming reality show called Winter House.
Okay.
They were having parties.
It's like Summer House?
It's like Summer House, but it's Winter House.
Same people?
Same cast, some new ones as well. And here's the thing. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. I don't have to think. It doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But she comes and sits down and goes, "Can you turn this off, please? I'm trying to figure out the recipe for this and I need to put something else." Well,
no,
I blew up.
Yeah, good.
Your girl went. And I said, I live here too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch what I want to watch.
Yeah.
I always let you put on your shows that I don't like that are, you know, probably really good. They're just too smart for me, so I can't keep up.
Has she ever heard of headphones? Put some headphones on and crank your opera music, Jenny.
Well, guess who said that?
You did?
Yeah. I said, put on one of your shows and put on your headphones.
Because
mine aren't, my Bluetooth isn't working for the TV.
That's right.
Then I did change it for her, but I was pissed. I was huffing about it. I changed it.
You
but
did it
guess
for
what I put on?
What?
The original OC.
Oh, na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California, here we come. I'll edit that out. But here's the thing.
No, please keep it in. That was our big break.
No, it wasn't good. Ryan, remember? His name was Ryan.
Of course, I met him this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I had to shave my beard because we looked alike, apparently. Fuck my life.
Yeah, you kind of do. Sorry, but I forgot about that. Okay, well, the pilot episode, he's a bad boy, baby.
Whoa.
He steals a car.
Ooh.
And him and Marissa are smoking cigs at the end of the driveway. Neither of them inhale. At one point, he lets he puffs the smoke, and then he just opens his mouth and lets the smoke come out, and he goes, and then he says something cool, and I'm like, you didn't even inhale. It's not cool. You just open your mouth and let smoke come out. You look like it. And he's wearing a choker.
Oh.
Do you remember his choker?
No.
Really high and tight choker.
I didn't watch it a lot, no.
All I'm going to tell you is, it's still good.
Really? Was it like 2001? 2001, I think, around-ish?
I think about that. Anyways, we got to do a quick shout out.
Yeah, we do.
Because we were told a couple times that our podcast apparently is a little low.
A little quiet.
A little quiet. A little on the low side.
Welcome to BLD, the podcast.
Yeah.
Like every episode we
Hey, they can't hear you.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. It only goes so high.
No, it does, yeah.
So we got to say a big old thank you to Hank Pine because he's the one that was like, hey, guys, hello. Do you want people to hear your podcast or no?
Yeah,
we were
yeah.
like, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, then you got to do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he became our little sound engineer.
Yeah.
That's
him working.
That's him working.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making it a little bit louder for us.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much. He's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Check his ass out.
Also, D, don't be jealous, okay?
D,
you do our levels when we're here. You do a fine job. It's just the post-production we need help with, and that's where Hank comes in.
That's it. And you know what? We don't need to be complimenting you right now, D.
D.
You don't need to. You were supposed to speak when spoken to, and even then, wait till we say, okay, go.
Yes, and if you're going to bring a rotisserie, how do you say it?
Rotisserie?
If you're going to bring a
rotisserie.
If you're going to bring a rotisserie chicken to set when we're fucking doing the pod, eat it before. Because right now you guys can't see her, but she is fucking eating this thing with both of her hands. And it's falling like down her fucking face, under her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She has a bib on, but do it before, D.
D, I love that you have a bib on, but I can see rotisserie chicken.
There we go.
Juice, grease, all over the floor, all over your pants, and all over, honestly, everything. Anyways, D, fuck off.
Yeah.
And also, sit down!
Thank you.
Oh, she just sat on one of the mice. I'm not dealing with this. I want to move on.
I also want to do a couple more shout outs. A couple weeks ago when I announced that I was taking the next year off of drinking, a bunch of you responded over the next few days and it was very nice. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who reached out. A lot of you are sober as well. And you kind of, you know, some of you left voice notes, some of you just sent me messages, but it was all very positive and it made me feel good that, you know, like I'm honestly not that scared. It's going to be like a journey, but like I know I can do it, but your words helped me out a lot. Thank you.
Goes a long way.
And you didn't have to do that. So really appreciate it.
It's really nice. And I read one message that was DM'd to you and I told you, I was like, I read it.
Yeah.
It was for you, but we share the account.
We share it. Yeah.
Most people think that you own and run the account, which drives me fucking nuts. Hey, Ryan. I'm like, hey, it's Amy. Anyways, you want to talk to him? You go to his account.
Ryan Jason Steele.
I'm fine.
She's always fine.
I'm always fine. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm even keel.
You are.
So you don't have to worry about that about me.
Even keel and Ryan Steele.
I'm not crazy.
You're not.
I'm not off.
You never call a woman crazy.
You never call a woman crazy.
Except maybe D.
D? I don't know about D anyways. D, how do you identify?
Sit down! To keep that one in. That was
right.
Yeah. Sorry. She stood up again and I don't know why she does it.
Honestly, I don't know why you always stand up.
Yeah.
I just don't know why you do it.
Something's up.
Why do you do it? Why can't you just sit in your fucking seat?
Oh my God.
Why can't you just sit in your seat?
D, we're going to have to renegotiate for 2024.
Honestly, we're going to have to put a contract in place because we don't have one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're this close from making us lock you down in a way that you will never even experience again in your life.
Like Hannibal Lecter, but your little fingers will just be available to press the levels.
Oh, I meant like lock you down, like lock you into this place, not physically or like actually, literally. Oh. But yes, we will lock your ass down literally and figuratively to do the levels if we have to.
Mm.
I can't believe we haven't thought about chaining your ass to that chair until now.
Well, you know, it took us a while, but here we are.
Next episode, her ass is going to be chained. D, we have to. You've brought us to this point.
Yeah.
I don't mean to talk to you like that, but...
We have no other options.
Yeah, give us some options, D.
Yeah.
No, we don't want some of your rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways.
Move on. What do you do this week?
Well, wait, I was going to say the girl that DM'd you was so beautiful, and it was so lovely, and the way she shared her own story about you know, her journey with stopping alcohol, and she talked about what it's like, and gave you tips.
And she actually, we were very similar people, and a similar crowd of, you know, friends and the industry. So that was it's really nice to hear from someone that was basically in my shoes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. What's going on with me? So I just went to the women's soccer game to send off Christine Sinclair.
Yeah, she's 82 years old.
She's 82.
And she's finally retiring from soccer.
Yes, they had to forcefully take her off the field. It was a terrible sight. It was really, really sad.
Most goals in history, male or female.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually very emotional. We got to be in a suite.
Ooh.
That's right, everybody. I've reached a new level.
Okay.
Actually, I just have friends that have, I have a lot of friends that have that are very successful and generous.
Well,
and I'm the little peon that's like, we have to invite Amy. Yeah. She makes us feel sad. Should we have to? And I'm like, hi guys, here again, in your house, in your things. Anyhow, so a friend of mine invited us and my mom came and it was really cool. And it was sad. We shed a lot of tears. Like,
aww.
She has changed a lot of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
She's changed the country and cheering for women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Olympic medalists.
Over and over again.
Over and over again, as I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really fun. Lots of dykes.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
I turned to my friend that I was with and I was like, we're both coupled and her wife was there. And I was like, I say in front of her because I don't care. I was like, hey, I'm like, imagine we were single because we've been friends forever. And I'm like, imagine we were single and we were like looking around for like dykes here. And I'm like, it's like a sea of them. She's like, who the fuck are you kidding? They'd look at us and be like, yeah, no, you old fuck. Like, we're just old now.
But you're both still pretty.
Listen, I know I'm the hottest thing since fucking you know what.
Well, if you're on Patreon right now, she got her hair did today.
You guys, I went to Brush Salon again.
It's like every third episode, she got her hair done.
Listen, she's got to keep up.
Well, she does. Yeah.
Her roots grow so fast. My roots grow. Today when I went, I was just going for a cut. And he literally, Calvin is who I go to, Calvin Cass. He was like, how do you already have roots? You were here 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I don't know.
Well, he didn't do his job then.
No.
Sorry, Calvin, I came for you.
Don't go for him.
Okay.
Unless he calls you and says, come on over for me.
That is fair enough.
Anyway, so yeah, I went to the soccer game and that was really cool. But it was very, I really like let my dyke flag fly. Jenny wasn't there and I was like, I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I went big baggy pants, a hat.
Right, well, you looked good. I saw you that
you
day.
You saw me. Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to show up because I knew all the lesbians were going to be there.
Yeah.
That's right. And I wanted to be like, what's up, you guys? I talk like this. I was like, sup, guys? Yep. My name's Amy. My wife's at home. She's fucking, I don't know, doing her nails or some shit.
Gross.
Yeah, some chick shit.
Yeah.
But I wanted to come out, check out the soccer game. Mm-hmm. You guys want to come to our suite? Amy, you can't invite them. You guys can't come. But, and I'm going home to my wife later, but see ya.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Well, that's all you need to do.
That's what I'm saying.
You're kind of like just saying, this is who I am. You can't have me.
No, you can't have me. That's the thing. Sometimes you just want to dip your toe and be like, hey guys, hey ladies.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's been a long time since you've been in that pool.
It's been a long time since I've been in that pool. Mm. Anyways, I'm not gay. So what about you?
I had a little fun on Sunday. I don't know if it wasn't my first ever spam text, but it was the first time I ever responded to one.
Yeah.
Usually, I know you like to have a lot of fun with spam calls and spam texts and all that because but I get it now. There's some fun to be had.
You don't like when I go through, when I press one and go through.
Well, I think I'm better now because it used to scare me, but now you know what? Fuck them.
Hey.
I got one on Sunday and just this text from like a 120 something. I don't know. I didn't know the area code. How are you these days? So right away, I know something's up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, actually, no, that's a lie. Right away, I was like, oh, okay, this could be real because, you know, it's me.
Yeah.
So there's a little part of me that's like, who is this? Maybe a boy I used to talk to 10 years ago, reconnecting.
Yeah.
And the person goes, how are you these days? And I say, my apologies, but who may this be? You know, I'm just trying to be nice. And then suddenly it's, hi, I was sorting through my work contacts and I found this number. You have no name or note in my address book. I am Amy. Odd enough. Who are you? And then a picture of a, you know, attractive Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also very Photoshopped. You know what I mean? It was like interesting. And then I go, then I'm like, okay, here we go. I go, oh my God, Amy, you've aged so much. And she goes, what? And I go, you look so old. And then she goes, have we met? And I go, yes, at the casino. And then the only person I told was you. I was like screenshotting and send it to you. And I'd actually blocked her at that point, and we had a good little laugh.
Yeah.
AI spam just going to work.
I told you robots are coming.
I told you. And thank you the other day too, because when this was happening, I did ask Amy. I'm like, this Amy, not the pretty Asian Amy on my phone.
No, yeah.
I asked you, I'm like, can they get my information just for me engaging? And you're like, I don't know.
They have all your bank information. Suddenly your doors are locked and you're like, they're in my apartment.
Oh my God, they've taken me over.
I got to tell you something. I'm pissed off.
Oh no.
You know what's pissing me off?
Tell me.
One of the many things, you know that. I'm always mad about something. I hate the new Instagram fucking change with stories where you can only see your own story if you refresh on your profile page, then it's there. Yeah. But when you go to your profile page or you go to your homepage, it looks like you have no story.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to press it, it opens so that you can do a new story.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's making us all look like we don't think our stories have uploaded. So we look like our, you know, 90-year-old aunts who have uploaded their story 600 times because they don't think it's there. And also, I just want to look at my own story over and over and over.
Well, I get that.
I don't want to look at it. I mean, I want to look at a couple people's stories. But then I want to check mine 10,000 times to wonder what people think about it.
This is how stupid I am. I remember it was about a month ago, I want to say. I said to you, I thought it was just a glitch that they had not fixed for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I told you about it. And you were like, no, Ryan, it's on purpose.
It's
an
new
update. Like they want you just to, like you just said, post another story. And I was like, that's fucked. It's not fun. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
We will upload our stories when we want to.
Why are you making that change? Who is that benefiting? Because you want us to look like idiots and keep uploading the same story because we don't think it's there?
Yeah.
It actually makes me so mad. I want to get off.
If anybody here knows anybody from Instagram, please put them in touch with us.
If anybody here knows anybody from Instagram, please let them know we're coming.
Yeah, we're coming and we're coming in hot.
We're coming. And guess what? We're gay. So it's even worse.
Yeah. You're fucking dead, Instagram.
Hey.
Is that too much?
You can't. You have to level out.
Well, I'm on these new testosterone pills.
Oh my God.
Hey, they were prescribed by my naturopath, so they're all sorts of legal and they're not steroids. But you know, she's scared because she's getting older and she's got her one testicle. So she's like,
you guys, folks, she's not lying. Folks, everybody, she's not lying.
She's not lying.
She came over yesterday and she shows me this jumbo bottle and it says Testo Plus. Testo Plus.
Like a super plus tampon.
And I immediately react and say, oh my God, you're going to blow up and you're going to be angry. You're just going to be mad all the time.
Oh.
You're going to get aggressive.
That's what's happening then today.
I knew the energy was off.
Shit, man.
All of a sudden, you're just going to be like,
do you just want them then?
Yeah, I'll take them. I'll take them.
Imagine you on Testo Plus.
Honestly? Honestly? What would happen?
I don't want to talk. I don't know. I don't
want to
think about it.
I'd be crying all the time, and I'd be huge. Mm-hmm. I would, and then I would also take creatine and steroids. We should just do it for a test to see like what it would be like.
I mean, I'm game, you know.
How are you going to calm me down? You have to be my spirit guide. What if I just came in here and started punching holes in the wall?
I'd be like, baby, stop.
Baby.
And I'd maybe get like a, you know, when you spray cats when they're bad, I would get a spray bottle and I would just keep spraying you to stop you.
That wouldn't help.
But it would have to. Or maybe I'd make like, I put poison in or something to hurt. Or maybe the water would be really hot.
First of all, no, you burned me. Anyways, I have to ask you a question.
Please do.
How do you feel about people who call instead of texting? I kind of already know the answer to this.
Interesting you ask. I have about, well, I had three people in my life that still do this. It's down to two now. One of them figured out that I will never answer your call. I just won't. I don't want to talk on the
phone. Even if it's me, he won't. I'll call. Sometimes I will try and call and he won't pick up.
And even when she's, like, in the middle ground, she'll send me a voice note once in a while. And she's like, honey, I know you don't like these, but here you go. I'm just driving and I want to get this to you sooner than later. And sometimes voice notes aren't terrible. Sometimes you want to say a lot of stuff in a small amount of time.
And he doesn't want to hold the phone up to his ear.
Yeah. So I get it on both ends. Voice notes sometimes are okay. But yeah, people who call still, like if my mom calls me, I'm going to answer.
Sure.
But here's the thing. Phone calling is so rare now that I almost think it's a, like something's up. I'm scared. Something's happening. So, well, except the two friends that I was mentioning earlier that still call me because I know that they're just calling because they're lazy. Mm-hmm. Use your fingers. Text me.
Here's the deal. I don't mind it sometimes.
Okay.
But my father refuses to text with me. He does not want to engage. For example, this morning he texts me, call me. Also, don't say, we've talked about this.
Don't do it.
Don't say call me and leave it at that. What do you want? I need to know if I need to prioritize this or not.
If my dad texted me, call me, I would assume that he was at the hospital with my mom.
That's
something
what I'm saying.
Was up. Call me is not a good text.
So I texted him back. I said, Dad, I got a really busy day. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's retired. So like my parents who are retired do not understand that like the onus is on you guys because you're free. I can't remember to call all the time or in between the things. I'm grinding right now. I'm trying to go from A to B to Z to Z.
She's grinding.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
From Z to Z.
There you go.
Z back to Z. So anyways.
Full circle.
So I say to him, Dad, can you just text me, please? No, call me. I go, Dad, is it important, right? Like, just tell me. I'm like, what is it about? And he goes, I want to talk about Christmas, the kids, and Croatia. So I'm like, well, can you just text me? Because I'm like doing this, and this. Can you just like, can we start a text? He goes, no, call me when free. He refuses to engage with me. Also, I know not to add my dad to a group, a text message group. He cannot handle that. But sometimes his partner will add him. And every time she does, I'm like, in my mind, I go, why are you doing this? He is going to be so pissed. And so he will write in there, take me out. Take me out. Stop.
You know what? He's very straightforward.
He doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Okay? So anyways, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I can call. Sometimes I just call. Once in a blue moon, I'll call you because I'm just like, oh, I know you're not going to fucking pick up, but like, I need to talk to you right away.
I will say if it's you, I would usually answer it. I'm not going to look at the phone and say Amy Goodmurphy and go, no.
99% of the time, he does not pick up. Anyways, moving on.
The other night, I was watching one of my favorite shows, Naked Attraction.
Oh, God.
You know, I think you guys have seen the show where it's a dating competition show based out of England where they lift up and the first thing you see is their penises and vaginas and then onto their chest. I always remember when I watched it with my mom, speaking of, she loved it. She was like, what the hell is this? But I was watching it with my neighbor Mo the other night and we're watching it. And, you know, they also do facts on that show. They're like, they'll do their little competition, but they'll also tell you things. Oh, 68% of females prefer hair on a man's chest, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. This particular episode talked about feet fetishes. And apparently there's something called a footgasm.
What?
Yes. And because I guess your feet have a lot of nerve endings. It's very rare. But there was a medical case in the Netherlands where a 55-year-old woman experienced regular orgasms through her feet.
Wait, what?
Yes, the orgasmic sensations which occurred in her left foot were sudden, not brought on by sexual desire or thoughts, and occurred about 5 to 6 times a day. The sensation traveled up her leg to her vagina, and then she said the experience felt like an orgasm achieved during sex.
What?
Yeah.
Was she just walking every step she took?
I imagine she was at work or something, just walking around.
It's up my leg.
She's a server at a restaurant.
Janet, please stop walking. Janet, stop walking. She'd have to be in a chair all the time.
I don't know if rollerblades would help, but
rollerblades maybe. No, the vibration.
She'd have more orgasms.
She'd have more. They're like, I've tried everything. Rollerblading.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I kind of like that. I don't know.
Well, I wish she wasn't the only case. Like, even I checked more online, and I don't know if she's the only case, because online it said it's very rare. But okay. Very rare don't mean impossible.
Well, it also kind of sounds like the woman who claimed that she slept with ghosts. So I don't know.
It might be the same woman.
It might be.
I never look at my feet, and I also quite often forget to clip my toenails.
Oh.
And I hooked up with a guy a couple weeks ago, and then I looked at my feet the next day. I had fangs on my toes. Like, I'm no joke, like fangs, like at least like almost a centimeter long.
Brian.
They were disgusting. I can't believe I fit into my shoes. I run quite often. I don't know how I didn't like break through like fucking like through my fucking Reeboks or whatever I'm running in. So I actually cut them since now. I'm trying to be a little more aware when I'm in the shower. I need to leave my nail clippers by my sink or something. So I'm always looking at them and going, how are my feet?
How are my feet?
Because my nails are good. I do them about once a week. Is that pretty average for people?
Yeah.
Once a week. Yeah. Because you can kind of feel when it's too long. But anyway, my feet. I'm going to work on that, boys. 2024, I'm going to have pretty feet, be a sober boy, and I'm going to have a boyfriend.
Brian, what if this has been your whole problem this whole time? And everyone in the community talks about it. They're like,
you hooked up with Ryan Steele.
How are his toenails? Brian, this could be the key.
Madge.
If they were like, if that was it, it was like, yeah, they're so long, and it's like, it's not like he can play the guitar with them. People grow their nails long. I remember my friends, also, I'm really sorry to hear that, but your life is going to change.
I hope so.
Okay.
What if a guy was like, I only hooked up with them to see them?
Well,
I didn't even want to have sex with them. I just wanted to see them. I heard so much about them.
You're like something that people just come to see. I had to see for myself.
Yes.
I had to see if they were really that long and gross.
So disgusting.
Brian.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, I don't go for manicures. I don't want to spend that money.
Well, they're not supposed to see your toes.
Pedicures, sorry.
Pedicures.
Hey, we had a 50-50 chance.
Listen, they don't. You can keep your socks on.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe for good measure in case you forget.
In the future, be like, no, keep them on.
Don't.
Aren't you hot? Leave them on.
And really, they're like, that's all I came to see.
Yeah.
No, take them off.
You'd be so disappointed.
But then you'll know if that's all they're there for.
Oh, but so, why do you want me to take them off, Greg?
Yeah. Because I just want to see.
Greg, no.
It's Craig with a C.
Oh, I did that a few weeks ago. I don't know if I talked about that. I had a guy over. We watched a scary movie and had a bottle of wine, and I called him by the wrong name.
Whoops. I do that all the time. It doesn't mean anything. I do it. It's like my mom. I've told you this where she's always like, Allie, Meg, Amy, Kevin, Kevin, Brian, Kevin, Matt, Craig. I'm like, it's Amy.
My mom does pets. My mom will be like, Bruce, Sheba, Tasha, Ryan. I'm like, oh my God. Tasha's been dead for like 30 years, mom.
Sheba.
Sheba was her first one.
Sheba. Mm. Sheba's such a dog name.
Yeah, Sheba gave birth to Tasha. Then Tasha gave birth to Jazz.
We had a dog named
Jazz. I've never talked about that. Yeah.
Brian.
But Jazz got hit by a car. I think.
I don't want to talk about that, but I never knew you had a dog named Jazz.
We did. Jazz. I wasn't sure for Jazlene, but I wish it was.
Well, it is now.
It is now.
I'm really sorry to hear about your toenails.
Yeah.
I remember my friend's dad, he played guitar, and I had never had musicians in my life. So like, I had no idea. Nobody told me that you can play the guitar with your nails. Mm. So it's like picking, I guess. And her dad was a Spanish man, and he talked like this. Nice. He literally talks like this. Eba.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. People didn't think he was hot. I think he scared me. Mm. And I think he wasn't sure what to do with me because like, I was kind of, I don't know. I swore all the time.
Yeah.
You've been hanging out with Amy again, you're swearing. And I would come over and he'd be like, I remember seeing his hands for the first time, and I was like, and then later I was like, Ava, why does your dad have pointy long fingernails? Yeah. Like, what's up? Mm. And she was like, he plays a guitar, you fucking dumbass. Oh. And then I punched her in the face.
Good.
And I was like, what, bitch? In her own house. And then, Ava, what's going on up there? And I said nothing. And he said, Amy, you have to leave now. Mm-hmm. And I said, go play the guitar.
Yeah.
And then I left.
Hmm.
But we're still best friends.
Does she listen to the podcast?
No.
Oh, funny you say that, because I told my sister the other day, Nicole, that I was not going to drink next year, and she didn't know. I'm like, I guess you don't listen to the pod.
Oh, nice, sister.
My friend Rhonda, too. She didn't know. I'm like, oh, I guess you don't listen to the pod.
I guess you don't support me.
Hmm.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Okay, guess what?
What's that?
My mom celebrated Jenny and I's birthdays last week. It's been over a month and a half.
Yeah.
My family doesn't love me.
Well.
And I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But she finally got around to it.
Okay.
She was in Palm Springs.
Oh.
So she had to, it had to be postponed. But finally she got herself organized and said, Amy, Sunday night?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Mm.
And I said, coming over. Are you celebrating us? And she was like, yes, I'd like to.
Mm.
This is when I told you the story about the salt spa.
That's true.
This was when she had us over.
Okay.
I said, well, should we get wine? She goes, no, I've got wine, red and white. I'm like, okay, great. She drinks white mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she says she's got a bottle of red. I said, open her up. I take a sip.
Yeah.
It is the grossest red wine I've ever had in my life. I'm like, oh my God, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
But in me, I have to say something because I'm not right. I can't keep it in. I'm not normal.
Well, it's your mom too.
I guess, but I felt bad because she was like hosting us and it was like, I was like, Amy, I'm trying to be better, right? Every day I'm trying to be better. It's always my goal is to be a better version of myself. And I was like, this time you don't have to say something. It's kind. You'll finish it. Don't say anything.
Internal dialogue.
So I kept it in all night. Mm-hmm. I had one glass and I was like, fuck, that was bad. It was the worst. It honestly was like, tasted like, I can't even tell you. It was like seasoned dirt. It was awful.
The second sip, it didn't get easier.
Oh, it was brutal. It was fucked. And I looked at Jenny and I went, I just kind of did the same thing too. And then I felt bad because it was like, my mom bought this for us, right? So anyways, the girl that was invited up from downstairs left and it was just the three of us because I wasn't going to call her ass out in front of her.
Yeah.
We're sitting by the fire and I were sitting there and finally, I can't hold it anymore.
It's been hours.
Mm. I go, Mom, I go, what do you think about the red wine? And then she smiles. She goes, why? And I just go, because that was the worst red wine I've ever had in my fucking life. And she goes, I know, it tasted so bad. I'm like, where's the bottle? I'm like, what is it? She goes, I saw it at Save On Foods. It's Wayne Gretzky's wine.
Yeah.
And she goes, so I like that. And I bought it because it came with a free Wayne Gretzky tube.
Well, I get that.
She bought the red wine because it was Wayne Gretzky's. Mm-hmm. Can't get any more Canadian than that. And I'm not afraid to say, sorry, Wayne, you've got enough money.
Yeah.
The red, whatever, I think it was a Cab Sav, I'm not sure.
Oh.
Holy man, I did not like.
Really?
Try it.
Yeah.
It comes with a free tube. And I think I know why.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not trying to slight. Maybe people like it. And then she was like, she felt bad that it was bad. So she went, well, do you want the toque? I was like, no, Mom, I don't want the fucking toque.
That's very considerate. I had a bottle of wine with a friend a couple of weeks ago. Same thing. I never got this one because I have my go-tos. You know, I like the $18, $19 range of wine. You can get some good ones there. But I went for a $14 one, which there are good ones there too, I've heard. I need to do my homework.
Ooh.
But I got a $14 one, brought it home, took a sip. Yeah, I wanted to spit it out immediately. Yeah. But for me, the second sip, usually my palate goes... it reconstructs and it goes enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And the second sip, you get the same thing with box wine. It tastes like fucking piss.
Yeah.
But once you pass that first sip, honey,
you're
golden.
That's not good. Okay. That's a bad sign. So that's a very bad sign.
Yeah. My palate though, it can reconstructs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I bought a $60 bottle of wine.
60. Bragging.
I know it. I like it. I've had it at another well-off friend of mine's house. Well, and I thought, hey, once in a blue moon, we can splurge on this.
Well, you got to do that, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a wine connoisseur.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm sure there's some expensive wines that I will not like.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular one, I love.
I get it.
And it was worth it.
Yeah. There's a brand called Miomi. Has a Cab Sav, has a bunch, but the Cab Sav is my favorite. Always $30, but a few times a year.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
They put it on for $21.99.
Whoa.
I take as many as I can in my hand.
You have to.
And I run out and I bring them home. And I had a couple of glasses the other night. It is like butter going down your throat. Like every sip, I literally stopped myself and I went, maybe because it was because the other wine I had the night before or the previous week or something. But every sip that went down, I was like, oh my God, this is heaven.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if your mouth is usually on boxed wine,
I think
there's going to be a step up. There's going to be a lot of step ups for you.
It's true, true.
What was the wine called again?
Miomi Cab Sav.
Miomi Cab Sav.
There you go.
I love Miomi. You know,
give us some money, Miomi.
Please, Miomi. Miomi.
I have an unpopular opinion. I don't like soup.
What?
I don't get it. Soup, it's like eating a drink. I don't enjoy it. I don't ever want to pour something into a bowl and with a spoon and go... It's like, I don't think it's not the same, but even ramen, I'll eat all the meat out of it and the noodles and everything. But then people will take all that like salty
broth.
Oh my God. I don't want any of it. People just, they down it.
It's the best part.
See, I'm fucked. I don't know what's wrong with me. I hate it.
How can you love a hot cup of joe and not love a hot, beautiful, seasoned cup of broth?
My brain, you know what? Maybe if broth was in a cup of joe, like in a cup, like a mug, maybe my brain would like think differently about it for some reason. You know, again, I can be changed. You can change me, girl. But
I've been trying for years.
It's just, I don't like it when people are like, oh, do you want some soup? Always no. Unless it's like stew or something that's, I guess, not soup, but it's very chunky, maybe the word. I don't know.
Chicken noodle.
Here's the thing. Only because that's a little nostalgic. If I'm sick and my mom gives it to me, I like that.
Tomato?
No.
With crackers? Mushroom?
Here's the thing. I enjoy them all. They're all like from when I was a kid, but I don't want them now anymore. No.
Okay.
It's just like, it takes so long to eat and I'm like, all the air is going to get in my mouth and I'm going to burp after because I'm just like, I don't know how to eat it properly. Like I'm used to eating food where I'm like,
Yeah.
Well, anyway, come for me, soup lovers.
No, don't leave him alone. He doesn't know what he's saying because he really does like soup. I'm hearing you do like soup, but there's like a certain type of soup you don't like, or like you'd rather not.
I'm like, I like soup if it's like, if there's enough substance in it, like not just liquid.
A hearty soup.
Yeah. Okay. But you're right. Maybe if I poured a cup of tomato soup
into a joke
or mushroom soup into a fucking mug. Another odd thing about me, I hate mushrooms, but I'll eat mushroom soup.
What?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Something's off.
Do you like onions? You don't like onions either.
No, I don't like onions or mushrooms.
Do you like cooked onions?
No.
Well, sometimes I make as pierogies because I'm a chef.
Oh.
You don't.
There's many exceptions. I didn't hate them there, but because I think you put a couple on, or the taste was on them.
Mistake.
The taste was no, but I'll still eat it because I'm a guest at your house.
Don't do that. You have to be the chef wants you to be your palate, your boxed wine palate, to be satisfied.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're at the end of the year. We're gonna start a new year, and there's gonna be some changes. Hey, guess what? I am you guys.
What?
I'm under construction.
What? You like as a person?
And yeah, that's the name of my 2024 memoir, Ryan Steele. Under construction.
I'm under construction and it's been delayed by 40 years.
You imagine I go on a date with a guy and we're sitting down, we go to like a pub or whatever, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'll get a IPA. And I'm like, hey, what kind of non-alcoholic beer do you have? And you know, they tell me, and he's like, oh, interesting, you don't drink? And I'm like, oh, I usually do. I'm just taking a year off because I'm under construction. He's like, what?
Yeah, I've gone on this journey.
Yeah.
I'm a man under construction constantly.
He's gonna be like, I'm just gonna go to the washroom.
Yeah.
He wears
all
heels
of your,
too.
Yes, all of the people in your life wear heels. It's really cool.
I tell them when I meet them on Tinder and Instagram, whenever I go, okay, you know, let's go to this pub. But just, you know, I wear heels. Wouldn't mind if you did too.
Wouldn't mind if you did too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Go on.
If one more person starts their video with, hey, you guys, I'm out.
So many things you say, I know what you're going to say before.
I cannot stand.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, guys. Who? Who?
Yeah.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I might be on your list, but like, I'm not one of your hey, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not intently waiting for you to tell me something. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys, I went down to the store today and this happened to me. Stop it.
Please stop.
Stop saying hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, guys.
It's always the same kind of like little tone of it too. Hey, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Or like, when, you know what's the most cringe?
What?
This is so mean.
Okay.
Because I know it can be vulnerable to talk to your camera. It is. Mm-hmm. It can be vulnerable. I don't do it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Once in a while.
We always wear wigs.
Yeah, we do. And it's probably just as cringe as I feel other people's are. I'm sure. Okay. I'm not dense. I am self-aware.
Okay.
But there's this one person that you and I both know, and I'm not going to say who it is because it don't matter because it's not just them, who is so cringe when they talk to the camera. And I swipe it away every time because I can't even stand it.
Yeah.
They're so, hey, guys. And they're so nervous, but they want to tell you something cool about what they're doing. But it's not cool because it's so fucking self, like, stop it. Just write it. Just put it in a post. Mm-hmm. Put a picture of yourself and write it. We'll read it. Hey, guys.
What about people when they have their Instagram voice?
Like
hey, you guys. Hey, and you know guys. That they don't talk like that. I can be guilty of this. Hey, guys, how you doing? You know, they're totally talking like a lower octave because he's a gay boy who doesn't want to seem too gay.
Right.
Or it's a girl who wants to seem a little more cute.
Yeah,
so
hey,
they
guys.
Talk in their Instagram voice.
Hey, you guys, I just want to talk about this product that I got.
And then I see you on the street. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Oh, my God, it's funny because I saw you on Instagram and you didn't sound like that.
I can't do it. And you know what else? Mm-hmm. I was flipping through the gram the other day. Flipping through the gram,
as one does.
And I came across this girl. I don't know if someone reshared it because she tagged like a salon I follow or something like that. I can't remember. And I went to it. It was so cringe. She was, okay, stop filming yourself doing nothing. Stop filming yourself. She was sitting on a couch and she was just like sort of playing with her hair and like looking left and right. And then on the text, it was like, today, these are the errands that I'm going to run. And then she was just like sitting on the couch, just looking. I can't with you setting up that. And one last thing.
Go on.
While I'm here in this zone that I'm naturally normally in. Sorry, everybody. Stop setting up your camera with your boyfriend or your it's the girl who's doing it or your it's either a gay man doing it or a straight woman doing this.
Okay.
Stop setting up your camera and filming yourself having a private moment with your partner hugging or kissing and you're just like clearly have set up this camera or you're in a pool and you're swimming. Stop it. Go the extra mile and make it look like someone else took it.
Please.
Please.
Here's the thing. You have to be good at that. You got to make it look like, you know, someone was filming you and it was very like, or you were caught on camera. Put a little like, you know.
That's when we go, come on.
I hate this shit.
God, be more like that.
Yeah. What do you think about like when people just post like a 2-second Instagram story that's kind of like mysterious and it's just kind of like it's on purpose, but it's supposed to be short. Do ever people do that on your feed?
I do that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I got that from a friend of mine who does that. They're like 1 second. And if you really want to see it, first of all, it's quick because it's great. I want to move fast. Mm-hmm. You can hold it down if you want to see it.
This is true.
You can hold it down, screenshot it, and send it to your friends if you want to.
Basically what we're saying is that we're Instagram fucking perfection people.
You guys, my Instagram is so aesthetically pleasing and I'm like so good at it.
Yeah.
No, we're all cringe, okay? I'm just saying I like to, this podcast is my outlet.
Mm-hmm.
The filming yourself with your partner is the worst. Oh. It's even worse than filming yourself doing nothing.
Yeah.
If it's out of three, it's filming you and your partner hugging or doing something.
Okay.
This couple I saw as well on my For You page. Mm-hmm. Get off my For You page. I'd rather it look like yours with a bunch of bulges and nipples.
My
and
For
that.
You page is all Jackman with hairy chest, RuPaul's Drag Race, and a little bit of Saturday Night Live.
Mine's all Dr. Pimple Popper, cringe couples, some shoes, some Samba shoes, Adidas, and some Dikey stuff.
I saw a TikTok where a guy washes his face every day with shampoo and then they put one of those strips on his nose, you know, that takes out the pores.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Well, it never looks that good. It's never that good. Remember when the Biore strips, nose strips first came out?
Obsessed.
It was like, all the time had them on.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
And then you take them off, so satisfying. Oh my God, look at that.
You know what I said to my friend about this the other day, blackheads?
What?
Kind of did it to make her laugh, but I really wanted to know. I was like, how often do you like squeeze your nose? And she goes, what? I'm like, how often do you like squeeze your nose? She goes, I don't. Oh. And I looked at her nose. Perfect pores.
Oh.
Perfect pores. She doesn't touch them. I'm like, great. Yeah, me neither. Mine are craters. And I'm constantly looking to see what I can get.
How often do you do yours?
I can't tell you.
Okay. I do mine like twice a month. Probably not enough. More than her, apparently.
I'm obsessed. I have a problem. The OCD in me, if there's something on my body, I've told you, if like a pore looks big or there's something on my body, I gotta do something.
I wish I was like you because like 2 weeks will go by, 3 weeks will go by. I look at my nose like close up because I won't think about it. I'm like, oh my God, Ryan, people have seen you like this.
No, it's probably good that you're not touching it.
I didn't know about that when I was younger and I think it was like 13, 14. My mom was like, you gotta do your nose pores. And I was like, what are you talking about, mom? And okay, close your ears. If you don't want to hear this, we maybe have to edit this out. But then I went to the washroom and I like, you know, I squeezed.
Sure.
Like,
no, I don't want to hear it either.
It was so long. They were like, honestly, over half an inch long. They were just like little spikes. They were like little snakes just flying out of my nose.
Okay. I just said, I have to hear it too. I like to see Open your ears now, you guys. Turn us back on. It's safe. I like to see it. I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to hear about it. I just want to see it.
Okay.
That's normal.
It was so gross.
Listen, I know. None of us talk about it enough. I remember working with a man who had massive nose pores, like very, very big, and he was only in his 40s. Mm. And I never said anything about it, of course. And he's like, what's up with your nose? You know, that was just the way he looked. And it came up in conversation. He said it on his own. He was like, yeah, by the way, because I was in my early 20s. He was like, this is what happens when you squeeze your nose too much. And I was like, oh my God, really? And he goes, my pores are like this because I mess with my nose too much. And I was like, oh my God. But I don't know. It didn't stop me.
No.
It didn't stop me. Normalize squeezing your nose. Please. My friend nose shamed me. And I'm never going to let her do that again.
Whose nose does your nose belong to?
Me.
Exactly. Anybody else?
No.
That's what I thought.
Maybe Jenny, but she doesn't like that stuff. She says, we don't belong to anybody. We're our own people. But I say, I belong to you. And she says, no, you don't. And I say, yes, I do. And I say, and you're mine. And she says, well, not technically. And then I go, I want to watch my reality shows.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you're right.
You know what else?
What?
It's PLT time.
It is. Okay, my story. So there's been this man in my life for a decently long time, and we've always kind of had a good connection, but I was in a relationship for the first, you know, part of it, so nothing ever happened, but I was aware that maybe one day, well, who knows, but then I became single, and then we matched on Tinder. But then I kind of matched with him more of just like a friendly thing, like, hey, you know, and he matched more of like a,
I like you.
Yeah. And then we were with some friends in the summer and it came up in this group. And he basically said, you know, yeah, you know, because I'm into you. I don't know how I got out of it, but I just kind of like laughed it off. And it didn't make him feel good. Like, I wasn't mean about it. I wasn't like, I was just being friendly. It was a joke. I just kind of said, oh, that's okay. Yeah. And then, you know.
Wait, what did you really say?
I honestly don't remember, but you know, I couldn't be that mean, especially in a group of people, especially to my friends. So I think I just.
You probably just were like, oh, right, or something. Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I probably was just like, sure you do. Like, shut up. We've been knowing each other for so long. And then I walked home, you know, with a couple of friends. I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think so, you know, and at the moment I was not ready to do anything with that person or, you know, even try. But then, you know, maybe a little more time goes by, a few more months, whatever. And now I go, you know what? Let's fucking go for it. Let's try this. So we're camping and I'm like, okay, I'm going to, you know, you want to sleep in this tent with me? But everything I try, this person is just shutting down. No, no, no.
Like what?
They like slept in another tent. They went for a big walk. I think I caused some like head, you know, trauma.
Okay.
I kind of fucked with their brain. I didn't mean to. It was just where I was at a certain point and then where I got there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then another year goes by and then we go on another trip, avoiding me like the plague. Like, but it's so friendly to me and I'm making my little moves again. Like, hey, we were in an RV. I'm like, we should sleep in the top bunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, gave me nothing.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'm the PLT here because I didn't mean to be mean. And I think I fucked it all up. And then I guess some people just like, you fuck me once, no chance.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
I think where the disconnect was when you matched with him on a dating app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you thought that was fun.
Yeah.
But you were on a dating app and that needs to stop maybe because it's too confusing.
Well, I'm on one right now. Literally, if I see someone I know, I block them.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Because I don't want to like see them again. I just don't even, and I don't want the awkwardness of like maybe them trying to match with me or seeing me again.
No confusion.
Cause like Tinder will refresh every few weeks. So like you'll say no to all these people and then they'll come back up, which can be a savior sometimes. Cause sometimes I'm like, no, no, no,
too
no,
fast.
No. And then I'm like, no, I know it's somebody. And I'm like, oh my God, he was pretty cute.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I just, if I see someone I know, I'm like, block, you're not going to see me on here again. So I guess I've grown.
Yes.
But I just want to say in that situation, I was a PLT. I fucked up.
It's okay.
And look at full circle. I learned a lesson.
I wish there was a conversation that was had. I have to tell you, as your therapist, I do wish that there was a conversation that was like, hey, if you still feel this way, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I don't like the cat and mouse game. Mm-hmm. Do you still like me? Did you even really like me? Mm-hmm. Did I hurt your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
I have to say too, like, I guess I did fuck up obviously, but at that, you know, place when we were with our friends, I wasn't mean. Like I wasn't like, ha, ha, I just remember trying to be as nice as I could in the situation, not to make them feel bad.
Yeah.
So I just feel like you shouldn't hate me because of that. Like, come on, but you're right. I fucked up. I fucked up. I should never have matched.
Well, self-awareness is the key, honey. And that's why you will always be my baby.
And in 2024, that's why I'm under construction.
That's right. He's under construction. But here's the thing. I think you're a PLT. Mm-hmm. You are a PLT.
Yeah.
A PLT, I just called you. You're a PLT.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of your boxed wine in the fridge. It's not my fault. It's too good.
It's really good.
It's too good. Not. So yes, I think that you are a PLT, but poor little thing, him too. He's not like a PLT embarrassing. He's like a PLT, like I feel sad.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he got his feelings hurt unintentionally. And you know what? Rejection can be so powerful for people.
Oh, honey, I've gone through a lot of it.
Right? But I think you're, I don't know, you've never been a psycho.
No.
Rejection has never turned you psycho.
No.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Rejection has turned me bad shit crazy. Like, said and done things that I didn't even think I was capable of.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, not cool. Okay? Not normal.
So if we start second podcast next year, we'll always have PLT, but I'm going to start, hey, welcome to Under Construction with Ryan Steele. What's your podcast going to be?
Rejection. It's going to be called Rejection is a Hell of a Drug.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodmurphy. Welcome to Rejection is a Hell of a Drug.
Welcome to Psychotic Girls.
Oh my God.
That's me.
Our guest today is Catherine from The Bachelor, who's been rejected 42 times. Yeah. So she keeps going back.
How do you handle rejection?
Oh my God. There was Katie. She was a bachelorette a couple years ago. Bachelorette. And she's on F-Boy Island now. Mm. These girls just bounce fucking dating reality shows and they keep never finding their guy.
They're not there to find fucking love at that point. They're there to get endorsement deals. Yeah. And I don't know. I can't be in my bikini that long.
No.
I never could. Yeah. Even at my, like, in my best shape ever, I don't want to be in a bikini. It's freaking... Freaking. Why it's sticking, Brian.
We're getting older.
I'm starting to say freaking.
D, can we hear the old theme?
I'm growing old.
Thank
what?
You.
What? Don't. I'm not old. You're old.
I'm old, yeah.
No, you're not.
Hey, well, thanks for listening.
Wait, I just wanted to say, being in a bathing suit. You want to be in a bathing suit 24/7?
Never. I don't want to be
I never want to go in a bathing suit. Yeah, exactly. I want to swim, but don't look at me.
Yeah.
Just let me swim and don't look at me. Mm-hmm. I wish when we went to the beach, you could just guarantee no one was going to look at you.
Yeah.
And I could just freely swim, be myself, eat my chips.
Well, if we get enough Patreon listeners, we can get our own beach.
It's less than a cup of coffee.
You guys, come on. Okay. Hey guys.
Welcome to our Patreon. If you go on Patreon, all our videos are hey guys. Okay, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
It's a PLT listener story.
Best of the best.
Yay. Sit down.
Thank you, D.
So, okay. This one comes in by their real name because they said we could use it.
Oh, I love it.
Because they said they love attention.
Fair enough.
And you like that. Mm. You understand that.
I do.
And so do I.
That is my real name. I want people to know.
Please, they need to know.
Please.
His name is Jose. Or Josie.
Okay.
I think it's Jose. Okay. So here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in middle school, I realized I was gay. I'm going to stop you right there. We don't, just kidding. Okay, let me start again. When I was in middle school, I realized I was gay. I looked at boys the way all the other boys would look at girls. So naturally, I was curious, but couldn't come out. It was 2002 and I was only 12. Mm. Oh man, that's early, right?
Yeah.
Hey man, that's early, right? Hey man, hey guys.
Hey guys.
So the next best thing was obviously the internet. On the weekends, I would take a nap early in the day so I could get up around 2 a.m. to get on the internet and explore this. We had one computer we all shared in the living room. Oh, God. Mm. And I would pray the dial-up noise wouldn't wake anyone up as I connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Yep. D, can we get an old internet dial-up noise, please? I remember that.
Oh, all the time.
Like it was yesterday. Mm. And I, too, would go up. I, too, would go on the internet very late and be like, oh, please, shh, shh. My dad would be like, hey, man.
What's going on?
Get off the fucking computer.
Can't talk like that to me, Dad.
Yeah, like, Dad, Mom, where's Mom? Amy, get to bed.
Amy,
he's right.
Your ADHD, Amy.
Amy, your ADHD is keeping you up. Craig, you know she has ADHD. I can't hear any more about this fucking ADHD. Hey, back to Jose.
Yeah.
Jose. I'd look at the little bit of porn I could find, and when that stopped satisfying me at 12 years old, I stumbled upon chat rooms, specifically Yahoo Messenger chat rooms. Ooh. Did you ever explore there?
No, I never did any of that.
I did chat rooms, yeah, and did. It was gross and not okay. And it was like scary.
I said ICQ, but only with friends.
Yeah, ICQ would get horny too. I would usually find gay teen chat rooms to speak with other gay teenagers, but things definitely got naughty in those rooms. Teens are horny. I would get pictures, and when I was asked for pictures, I would always say I didn't have a camera. One day, I finally thought, what the heck? Maybe I should do it too. I just needed to wait for the right moment when no one was home. Well, fast forward a couple of weeks later, my family went out and I acted sick and like I just wanted to be home to rest. So here I am, home alone in the middle of the day, and it was finally time to take these pictures. Like the naive kid that I was, I did this in the living room with the family camera. I got fully undressed and started snapping away. I took a couple pictures from different angles and reviewed them in the middle of the room, fully nude. I set up the camera.
1 second, 12?
Mm-hmm. He was feeling lots of feelings, okay? Yeah. God. I set up the camera for another shot, and as the camera was counting down for the next picture to be taken, I heard the front door unlock. Oh my God. I scooped the camera up and ran for my life. My father walked in the house and saw my two cheeks running into my room, and I locked the door. Now get this. Right before my bedroom door was the bathroom door. As I was running to the room for some stupid reason, I threw the camera into the bathroom laundry basket. My dad saw this and grabbed the camera. He knocked on my room and asked what I was doing. I screamed, "Nothing." Not even 10 seconds later, I heard him screaming, "Whoa," in an amused tone.
No.
This went on for what it seemed like forever. He finally left the house again and took the camera with him. When my parents finally got back, they scolded me. But coming from a Hispanic family, this, of course, did not stay a secret. Before the day was over, I overheard my mom on the phone telling my aunts, scarred to say the least.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, like, my family, we talked about it. We're pretty open. Like, my sister's getting me a fleshlight for Christmas.
I don't want to talk about
it. My parents would have sex when we were kids because they had us young. We'd hear them on the waterbed. Like, we were very, like, open when, like, sexually. My sister was allowed to have sex with her boyfriend in high school in the house while we were all just watching fucking, you know, 90210 in the main room. But, like, for his dad to take the camera and go... And I love in an amused way, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Whoa, okay.
He's seen his 12-year-old son posing in a sexy way for a chat room. Like, I don't know. My dad would not go, whoa. My dad would go, what the fuck, Ryan?
He didn't know he was in a chat room. I don't think he just saw the pictures. Well,
regardless. Yeah, my dad saw me naked trying to be horny at 12 years old.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like. And I think he'd see one photo and go, no. Like, he doesn't want to see that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like delete. Or just like he'd throw the phone, fucking smash it through the window. Or
the camera, yeah.
Yeah, he'd put it through the carburetor or something. Get rid of this. Oh my God.
Get rid of this, Louise.
Yes. This never happened to my mom. Oh, yeah, I don't know if she'd tell people. She might tell people.
I think my mom for sure would tell her family too. She'd be like, "Craig, I found this. Amy's taking pictures and I don't know what to do."
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very distraught. Oh, and she'd call all of her sisters and her mom and be like, "I don't know what to do. Her ADHD is causing her to be extremely horny.
Yeah.
It's too much.
She's playing with her nipples in these photos."
Listen, though, kids are crazy. Like, these are the stories that are so relatable.
Especially at that age. Remember, we talked about being like young kids and we would like kind of like be flirty with our friends, but we didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Sure. And you hear about like porn online or chat rooms and you can access people and you don't know how you're feeling. It's so weird to be a kid.
And then you hear Miranda at school got finger banged. You're like, oh my God, people are doing things.
Like, what does that mean?
I have to do something.
And should I? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be called a prude or a freeze.
Like I was. I remember when I walked into the room and Natasha went, it got cold in here.
Natasha?
Because I'm a freeze.
Natasha?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, honey. I don't like that, okay? We're not going to be doing that anymore.
Oh my sister's going to laugh at that.
Imagine she still does that.
she probably would.
Heard you were a freeze.
Even at 45, almost 46, you barely have sex with guys. Shut up, Natasha.
Hey, Natasha, don't.
I had a bunch of sex this year, Natasha, so fuck off.
Yeah, Natasha, he had so much that he has to take bee juice and he has to get checked to make sure he's okay. So yeah, life is good. Natasha. Jose, you're a fucking pilt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, but the amount of times that my parents caught me doing the weirdest shit, I can't even tell you. This podcast couldn't even handle it. I can't even say.
I humped a pillow once in my family room when my parents came home and I like they walked in and I was like pulling my pants up. Like, what's that? I'm like, hi.
It was so awkward. And they know. Yeah. They know you're doing something weird. They don't want to embarrass you.
Boner sticking through my jeans.
Hey. It wasn't that big. Yeah. You know it's inverted.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they probably never knew. They were like, we never see it. Your dad would see the photos and be like, what the fuck? What? Where is it?
It's not my son.
Where? Is this Carmen? Nikki? Hey. No.
No.
I didn't mean it.
But you're my girl. That's funny.
Like every episode we end.
Yeah, you're PLT, Jose. Like every episode. You know, you say it.
Like every episode we end with a question. Today's question is,
If you worked for Netflix and they had started a porn division.
Brian!
And they wanted you, I know, always sexual. And they wanted to put you in charge of their Christmas pornos.
Yeah.
So then you go to the drawing board, you come up with a few ideas.
Yeah.
You come up with How the Queef Stole Christmas.
Okay.
Rudolph the Well-Hung Reindeer.
Yeah.
Frosty the Hole Man and The Tits That Save Christmas.
Yeah.
Which one would you pitch and how would you pitch it?
Tits That Save Christmas.
Okay, pitch it to me.
Okay, picture this.
So I'm Netflix guy. Okay, Amy, come on in.
Hey, sorry, I work at Netflix?
Yeah, and I'm like the CEO of Netflix, and you're going to pitch me some ideas. Yeah.
Hey, first of all, thanks so much for making me the head of this division.
Of course, we have a lot of confidence in you.
Yeah, I have no experience. I'm not really sure how I am here, but I know I'm going to blow your socks off. No pun intended. Also, that's sexual harassment, so I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay, Amy. What do you got for me? You're the head of the porn division. I think we can let that slide.
Right. Again, I don't know how I got this position, but I am going to tell you what I've got.
Right on.
So I really think that the title is going to be called The Tits That Save Christmas.
Wait 1 second. I'm just going to write that down. I love it. Keep going.
Okay, great. I feel awesome about this.
So how does it work? How does it go?
Yeah, how does it work? And how does it go? Good questions, Netflix man.
Yeah.
So the thing is
that... You can call me Jose.
Jose?
Yeah.
Okay. Jose, thanks. So it's called The Tits to Save Christmas because, picture this.
Okay.
Jesus Christ is in the cradle. Mm-hmm. Jesus is born. Mm-hmm. And everyone's looking at him.
All right.
And he's crying.
Yeah.
And they're like, come on, be quiet, be quiet.
Okay.
And then Joseph goes, Mary, don't you have any milk? And Mary goes, shh. Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's not for you again. Mm-hmm. And he goes, come on, I'm thirsty. And okay. She's like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And Jesus is still crying. Mm-hmm. And so then these bad guys come. And the bad guys come and they go, shut this baby up or I'll shut it up for you. And then she goes, oh, yeah. And then the music turns on.
The band.
Yeah. D. And so at this point, the baby's crying and the bad guy takes the baby and throws it.
Yeah.
Just chucks Jesus.
Damn.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So it gets really like heightened. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
And so then all of a sudden, Mary again goes, hey, don't. And it's too late. Mm-hmm. Jesus is thrown so far. It's like a football down the whole field.
Shit.
This guy was really strong. And then she goes, you've messed with the wrong chica. I thought you might like that because I know you do come from Spanish descent.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Chica. Mm-hmm. And guess what, senor? Adios. And then she takes her breast and squirts, sprays milk everywhere, all over everywhere.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, whoa, I don't like this, but I kind of do.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Wow. Amy,
but
I think we got ourselves a hit here, baby.
Thank you, Jose.
Can you have that filmed in the next 2 weeks?
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you so much. You're booked.
Thanks. I'm afraid to ask you.
Okay, so.
Yes, come in.
Hi, Chantel.
Yeah.
Ryan, head of the porn division here.
Call me Miss Simmer.
Miss Zimmer, my apologies.
Zimmer.
Mrs. Zimmer, sorry. I just had a bunch of coffee and I'm on my B juice and my Testo Plus.
I hope you paid for that coffee because it's not free for you.
I mean, at home, it tastes like gas station coffee. I want to pitch you a possible first porn that we can release here on Netflix.
Okay. I have a couple minutes.
All right. I was thinking Rudolph the Well-Hung Reindeer.
Go on.
So we have a single mom. Yeah. And she has two kids and she's a great mom. They love her, but they feel bad that, you know, she's have to do all this work. She works two jobs and she feeds her kids. She gives them a good life. You know, they go to school, they play hockey, piano. Ms. Zimmer.
Well,
sorry. Anyway, what
I'm
happens?
Bored.
She hasn't had sex in a long time and her kids know this.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. She hasn't had sex in a long time.
Yeah.
And then the kids are in their bedroom, you know, waiting for Santa to come. And they're like, we have to figure something out.
You're losing me.
And then so it's not like Santa comes on the roof with his reindeer, you know, Rudolph and everybody. They're like, whoa, look how well endowed Rudolph is.
To come help our mom.
Maybe he could come help our mom with her needs and desires.
Okay.
And then so they go, Santa, what's over there? And they push him off the roof. So he kind of falls in a bush and he's kind of hurt for a while.
Okay.
And then they take Rudolph and they drag him down the chimney into the house. And then they go to their mom's room and they're like,
wait, they're dragging him without his will or does he want, like, against his will?
He doesn't know what was going on. So they don't drag him. They go, come with us, Rudolph. And they get in their elevator. Because the house has an elevator.
Okay.
And they go, Rudolph, here you go. And they feed him some carrots. And they
wait, the elevator goes up to the roof, out of the roof?
Yes. She works two jobs. And so then Rudolph comes in to the house and they bring her to the mom's room. And they're like, Mom, we have a surprise. You're supposed to be asleep. Santa's coming.
Yeah.
And then they open the door and she's like, whoa. And then the music starts. D. And then Rudolph satisfies their mom. And the kids go, yay. And then the credits roll.
So this will be under a bestiality section.
Yes. But you know what? 2024.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things are changing.
Things are changing. Things are under construction.
Bye.
See you later.
Please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.